Bible reading number 153, 1 Kings 3, verses 16 through 28. King Solomon used the wisdom that God gave him. Then two women who were prostitutes came to Solomon. They stood in front of him. One of the women said, "O master, this woman and I live in one house. I gave birth to a baby while she was there in the same house. 3 days later, this woman also gave birth to her baby. There was no one else in the house with us. We were the only two adults there. One night, this woman rolled over on top of her baby, and it died. So in the middle of the night, while I was asleep, she got up and took my son that was next to me. Then she put her dead baby in my bed, and she carried my baby to her bed. The next morning when I got up to feed my son, look, I saw that he was dead. Then I examined him more closely, and look, I could see that he was not my son that I had given birth to." But the other woman said, "No, the living baby is my son. That dead baby is your son." But the first woman said, "No, the dead baby is yours, and the one that is alive is mine." So the two women continued arguing in front of the king. Then King Solomon said, "Each of you women claims that the living baby is your son, and each of you claims that the dead baby belongs to the other woman." Then the king said, "Bring me a sword." So his servants brought a sword into the presence of the king. Then the king said, "Cut this living baby in half, and give each woman one half of the baby." The real mother of the living baby boy was full of genuine love for her son. She said to the king, "Oh, my master, do not kill him. Give the baby to her." But the other woman said, "Neither of us will have him. Go ahead and cut him in two." Then King Solomon answered and said, "Give the live baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother." When the people of Israel heard about the king's decision, they respected him so much because they could see that Solomon did have the divine wisdom to make the right decisions.